Telgo has ramped up its legal dispute with the Walker administration by filing a $66 million claim in connection with the state canceling a contract for the Spanish-based company to build train cars in Milwaukee. Telgo also wants state taxpayers to pay its bondholders $70 million, and another lawsuit against the state could be coming down the track. Governor Scott Walker predicts judges will uphold the state's decisions that are also connected to Walker canceling plans to build high-speed rail in Wisconsin.
And I think ultimately the taxpayers of this state will see that it was a wise decision. And when you look at the only other state where they really are pushing forward with high-speed rail, California, it's at a much, much higher cost than originally promised.
Walker admits some train cars that Telgo did make are sitting unused in Milwaukee, but he says he expects the state to eventually win possession of the cars and use them on the Milwaukee-Chicago train line that Walker supports. The Telgo building is in the district of State Senator Nakia Harris. She says she'd prefer Walker somehow mend fences with the company and bring back dozens of jobs for train car makers. Or she says Walker should work more closely with Milwaukee leaders on job creation.
It really is a matter of building relationships, and unfortunately the governor hasn't shown that he's really big on building relationships with Milwaukee. And really, it's a matter of supporting what's already there.
Harris says the state needs to at least provide more money for the Century City development complex where Telgo sits. She says black male unemployment in the surrounding neighborhoods is about 50%. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.